Narvaez Insurance Services brings you 40 years of combined experience to protect small businesses. As an independent brokerage, Narvaez Insurance Services selects the most appropriate coverage for the best value for any insurance need from different insurance carriers. Business liability, workers' comp, umbrella policies for maximum protection, and of course, auto, home, renter's insurance. Also offering DMV services for your title transfers and renewing registration. With Narvaez Insurance Services, you can avoid the long lines at the DMV. Contact Narvaez Insurance Services for a competitive quote by calling 707-927-3204. Give Bernie Narvaez a call at 707-927-3204.
Good morning, Napa Valley. Welcome to All Things Napa. I'm Lee W. Miller, your host, and I'm glad you are with us today. So this show is designed to promote local businesses by letting you, the audience, get to know our business guests and get to know them both on a personal and a professional level. Because as a community, we really need to get to know how to support our local businesses more. Enough of the Amazons. I know we all use Amazon here and there, but Ben, if we kept all of those dollars in the pockets of our local business owners, imagine how much more beneficial that would be to our community. Again, I'm your host, Lee W. Miller, and I am a self-confessed referral junkie. I love connecting businesses, and I need a fix. I hopefully will get my fix today, finger quotes with that fix, when some of you in our audience reach out to maybe our guests today and do some business with them. So I absolutely love connecting businesses to new clients, whether it's B2B or B2C. If you're not familiar with that term, that's business to business or business to consumer. I also really enjoy employing my business degree and my experience to mentor businesses and hopefully impart some ideas and suggestions once in a while. And when I'm not behind this microphone, I am a full-time realtor, past president of the Napa chapter of North Bay Association of Realtors. I am a founder of the Napa Business Advantage Business Referral Group, and I'm also very passionate about the Vine Trail, and I sit on that board. So if there's ever anything that I can do to help you in real estate, just reach out to me. Happy to help. 266-1585. So we're going to be having a couple of guests come in the next few minutes, but right now I am going to talk about the real estate minute, because there's some pretty important bills in the state legislature right now that need our attention. One of them is SB 329, and I'm only going to talk about this for a couple of minutes, but it is very, very important. SB 329 needs to be opposed, at least by my side of the fence, because it effectively forces all residential rental property owners to participate in voluntary Section 8 housing. So if you're a landlord, you're a property owner, and you want to rent your property, you, with this bill, if it passes, you are legally binded into a contract with a government agency, and the provisions of that contract are not necessarily easy to comply with. So if you are as passionate or even a fraction of the passionate about this as I am, definitely pick up the phone, call 800-798-6593 and urge a no vote on SB 329. We want to protect our homeowners' rights. They should be able to do what they want to do with their property. And they shouldn't be mandated by a government agency, any government, to have to abide by certain rules. And then there's also AB 1482. This is a rent control. Rent control's never been proven to work anywhere that it has been implemented. And so urging you to get involved, be active, and call 800-798-6593. That's going to reach the state legislature's office, and you can voice your opinion to whoever answers the phone that you urge a no vote on SB 329 and AB 1482. The rent control, AB 1482, residential property terminating from the lease of a tenant, it basically says that you cannot ask a tenant to leave your property if you're renting to them unless you have just cause. Just cause for, as something that the tenant did improperly outside of the lease agreement. Never mind if you just want to move your cousin into your rental property. That would not be just cause. Then even more, in my opinion, violation of the owner's rights. If there is a just cause reason to terminate the lease and ask the tenant to leave, oh, no, you can't do that. You actually have to give the tenant opportunity to cure the cause. In other words, second chance kind of thing. Then, if all of that still goes through and you still want to evict or ask the tenant to leave, you've got to provide them with assistance. You've got to help them get into their next dwelling on a rent basis by giving them 1 month's rent. So there's some things seriously wrong with that. And I, again, urge you, 800-798-6593. Make that phone call and urge no votes on SB 329 and AB 1482. All right, so we like talking about, there's so many activities, there's so many great things, easy and fun things to do here in Napa. It's almost sometimes difficult to decide what one is going to do for their activities. And so I just kind of share some of mine. Last week, of course, Napa City Nights, my buddy Al James was there. It was a great show. And Saturday, I got an opportunity to do some bottling. I've never, I've participated in Harvest for about 5 or 6 hours. That was kind of fun. It gave me an appreciation for all that goes into the harvest process, which, by the way, we started that yesterday. The very first harvest began yesterday morning. You may have noticed that in the paper. But bottling, something that I had never done, and that was a lot of fun. Again, just for a few hours. It was fun. And then I had the great pleasure of seeing the Bacon Brothers at the Blue Note celebrating the 39th anniversary of my first date with my wife. I mean, who does that? That's like high school kids, right? High school kids track, well, the first time we kissed, the first date, all this different stuff. But my wife and I celebrate our anniversary of our wedding, and frankly, this is the first time, I think, in 25 years that we celebrated the first date anniversary. But it was kind of fun, and it was great seeing the Bacon Brothers. Man, that Kevin Bacon is one talented dude. His brother is equally talented, just kind of in different things. He's a composer, and he does all kinds of arranging of these beautiful songs. And it was a fun show. And then Sunday, I got to help my daughter. My daughter is a school teacher. And for various reasons, she was not able to get into her class until Sunday. And it takes generally a week for them to get their classes all set up, especially in middle school, because there's all kinds of decorations on the wall. And that was really fun to be able to go there and help her get her class set up. So I'll be talking about some of the other things that are coming up that you might want to participate in going over the next week or so. Always fun stuff to do here. But right now, it is time to welcome our first guest today, Mr. John DeFilippo. How are you doing, John?
Good morning, Lee. Great. Thank you.
Good. So, our listeners generally know that our show is about promoting local businesses and encouraging our community to do business with local people, and you are that. So why don't you give us a, 60, 90 second little background of your life here, and are you a Napa native, things of that nature.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, and congratulations on your anniversary, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I have been here since 2000, so born in Los Angeles. I'm from a family of 10, and we eventually moved up to the Napa Valley, which Auberge du Soleil brought me up here, and I was hired as their pastry chef in 2000. And we knew that Napa Valley was going to be our destination to raise our two young girls. And since then, I've been working at Auberge du Soleil for about 4 years. And then I got hired as a pastry instructor at the Culinary Institute of America.
Oh, nice.
And that's been working there ever since.
Okay. So is that, I mean, because I know you, and of course we haven't even told anybody what John DeFilippo's, we got his background now, but John actually has quite a few, what the kids call side hustles or whatever, but it's kind of in this gig economy kind of thing. You don't necessarily have one job and you go there and, you know, so tell us how that's your career endeavors have expanded over the last few years.
They have.
Are you just never satisfied, or are you one of those people that are easily bored and have to always start something new?
I think both.
Okay.
And when working in the hotel industry as a chef, you work long demanding hours, 6 days a week. And so that was a habit of mine, working long durations of time. And so once I started teaching was about a 40-hour work week, and I got a little bit bored. And
only 40 hours.
I do have a real estate appraisal background, and so I started my real estate appraisal business at the same time as teaching at the CIA. So I had to balance those two, which actually worked very well. Teaching was very structured, and appraising was very loose as far as making appointments. So it actually was a really good marriage for both of them.
Great. And then did that pump you back up to 80 hours a week, and then you were happy?
Maybe I was happy, yes, but I don't know about my wife. I just worked a lot of hours, but right. Tried to please her as well.
Yeah, of course, she thought, oh, great, he's going to be teaching. He's going to be like a normal person, and then you filled that void there.
So. That's right.
But you also have yet another. Now, I'm assuming you're no longer teaching, or are you still teaching and appraising and the new one that we're going to talk about now?
Yes.
Wow.
So the teaching has diminished to an adjunct status, so I'm there part-time, and I can pick and choose when they need me, and so that's been very, very helpful in my endeavors. I'm still a full-time appraisal, so I have my own business. I run everything from taking orders to actually appraising property, writing up the reports, things of that nature. And so my new endeavor is I started a wood-fired pizza company that is a mobile service that does catering.
So you show up on site, throw some wood on the ground, light it on fire, cook a pizza, and that's pretty mobile.
That's pretty mobile.
All right, tell us a little bit more. I wish this is where radio, you know, without the benefit of pictures is kind of, you know, so do your best to describe this beautiful mobile kitchen that you have.
Thank you. I'm happy to. About 8 years ago, I got the inspiration to make pizza at my house. And over trial and error, it took a while to get a really good dough formula that I liked. And then I thought, after sharing it with groups of people, I thought I should be able to go out and do this. Finding a brick and mortar was very difficult in Napa, so I thought, well, I might as well go mobile. So I designed a custom trailer that was built in Fresno, and it's about 22 feet in length, 8 feet in width, and it's a full prep kitchen with a wood fire pizza towards the back end of it, all enclosed.
Wood fire pizza oven.
Oven, yes. Oven, yeah. Thank you. Yes. And so the designs were really sharp and clean and very functional.
And those pizza ovens get up to like 800 degrees, right?
Yes. The oven that I have is a Mugnani pizza oven out of Healdsburg, and they create a fantastic product, and we can get them up to over 1,000 degrees if we want. That's a little bit too hot for my pizza. I usually have it about 850. But more importantly, the hearth, or the where the pizza actually sits on, is about 650 to 7. Well, you don't want that too hot because it will burn the crust.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, 1,000 degrees. You can have a mobile incineration business, too. You know, if the pizza thing doesn't work out.
That's right.
So I am also very proud to say that I wasn't your first client, but your second client for my daughter's engagement party. That was just 2 weeks ago?
That's right.
2 weeks ago, yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, man, everybody was raving. So I don't know, I guess we had about 60 or 70 people there.
Yes.
And you just kept bringing out pizzas left and right. And
yes.
Taking orders kind of thing. And it was just really made the party all the more special.
Thank you.
Not having to worry about, you know, we throw a lot of parties, but usually we do the food, and then it just takes away from spending time with
it
the
sure
guests.
It sure does, yes.
So, yeah. So how does somebody get in touch with you in terms of if they want their house appraised or they want to find out about you know, classes that you're teaching, or by the way, they might want to have a party and have you show up with your crew. It's the same phone number for everything.
That's a three-part question.
Yeah.
So, you know, teaching at the CIA, obviously students will come and be admitted to the school.
I was pretty much kidding about that part.
So
the students, they're going to go through the regular curriculum mode, and then they find that they want to take one of your classes. They don't call you. So I'm sorry.
Right.
Really a two-part question.
Okay. Yeah. But I do private cooking lessons too.
Oh.
I've done pizza lessons.
Four jobs. You have four jobs.
Well, they kind of blend in. As far as the real estate appraisal, typically the appraisals will come through a mortgage lender or a bank. But I do also do private appraisals for, let's say, trust or divorce settlement, or in unfortunate cases, a date of death where they have to settle the estate. And so those do not have to go through the bank. And you can call me directly. As far as my getting hold of me in regards to a pizza catering, I have a website that is DeFilippoPizza.com.
Well, that's easy.
Well,
how many combinations of letters can there be to spell DeFilippo?
Yeah.
So, and we're not talking Filippi's, which is also like a little marketing, you know, like
right.
But yours is D I
correct
F I
L I
L I
P P O.
So there's the only double consonant is in the P's,
right?
DeFilippo,
wood fire
pizza.
Pizza.com. Yeah.
D I F I L I
P P O. Correct.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then you're kind of thinking about group health insurance right there at the end. And I'm not necessarily drawing a comparison, because too much pizza means you're going to need the PPO.
That's right.
But if the shoe fits.
Oh, man.
All right, John, tell us something like, what are, I don't know, one or two things about how you run your business that people maybe don't know? kind of something that maybe sets you apart from, other than the fact that you work incessantly with four different jobs, in terms of the wood fire pizza, tell us a little something about that that would cause our audience to go, ah, that's interesting.
Wow, that's a great question. I can only say that being a chef, it's a full commitment, and you really have to have the passion to do it. It's tremendous, physically demanding, and I think that it's, as long as you're committed and you're responsive to your clients and you continue to produce excellent product and evolve into reaching out for resources of really unique products, or go to the farmers markets and see what they have available. I think that is part of the commitment. I'm sure that most chefs will understand that. Maybe non-chefs do not understand it as well. So that would be my one thing I'd say about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe because we like to talk about business in general, and this is not necessarily just a commercial for DiFilippo woodfirepizza.com. See what I did there?
excellent.
because, you know, from a business standpoint, what are some of the challenges that you're facing as a business owner?
Another great question. The design of the trailer, the health department did not completely approve for me to do certain things. And so that was one hurdle that I guess I did not anticipate happening. And with the fact that the food truck industry is relatively new, they seem to are developing new requirements and restrictions as it grows and grows. And so I was dealt with a little bit of a challenge, but I really liked the design. The design is that the opening of the pizza oven faces the outside, and as a chef, I've been accustomed to having dealing with open kitchens. And that really inspires the diners to really be intrigued about what happens in that restaurant. And I think most people really want to have that connection. And so I really wanted that design. The health department was like, okay with it. But then I said, well, you can't do this or that. And so that was probably one major hurdle that I had to go through.
Wow. So the part of that answer that took me back a little bit was that the food trucks are somewhat new.
Yes.
Well, I guess in the grand scheme of civilization, they're new, but I mean, we've all for 25, 30 years dealt with the Roach Coach.
Yes.
Which nobody in Napa calls them Roach Coaches anymore because they're all so good. But, you know, when I was in the corporate world, you'd hear the horn honk and, you know, up, and then, you know, you're getting the, like nachos that just have the liquid cheese sauce, just horrible food,
right.
not good stuff.
Right.
But it's interesting that now they're finally, after all those decades of Roach Coaches that were serving in who knows what kind of unsanitary conditions, now they're cracking down. I just hope that they don't regulate that so strictly that it puts people out of business.
Right.
And or prevents them from launching because the cost of that trailer that you designed and had built is just cost prohibitive.
Right. And part of my research was what is it about mobile kitchens? How do I be successful in that? And a couple articles that really helped me at least become more proactive is that they notice that there's a lot of chefs that are actually getting into the business. Maybe 5 years ago, they were just people that liked to cook and decided to cook. So as a chef, you're required to have certain standards of cleanliness and sanitation. And so I knew all of that going into that the trailer would be designed to meet all health codes. And so it worked out.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. So every business has like those things that go wrong, some sort of a disaster, whether it was a client or, and of course you've got four businesses to choose from. So I always like to ask guests, what was like a major catastrophic occurrence that it wasn't necessarily your fault, or maybe it was your fault, but you know, as business owners, none of us are perfect. Sometimes we mess up. It's not that we never mess up. It's how we address the problem when we do. So to the extent that you feel comfortable, share some disaster story that ended up turning out okay.
Absolutely. And you're so correct. And my perspective on that as a chef, I think all chefs can agree, everything and every day has some levels of a disaster. From the client's perspective, a lot of times they do not know that.
Right.
And so how you handle it, like you said, is paramount. And so I did a party last night, and it was in Fairfield. And they did not need my trailer because they had a pizza oven on site. And so running behind, as normal, packing up all the stuff that we needed, and got there, started up the oven, started to cook some pizza, and we also were going to serve chicken wings. So I went to put the pan in the oven and put the chicken in the pan and realized I forgot the chicken back at the kitchen. To me, that was a disaster. So I called a friend. He grabbed the chicken, met me out at the property. The client never knew that I forgot the chicken. So I could have said, I forgot the chicken, or I can refund your money, or, but I just thought about it. I called a friend, he helped me out, and the clients never knew. So sometimes I think you just have to analyze the situation at the on the fly, as they say, and deal with it. So that was just the most recent one.
Wow, talk about timely.
Yes.
Less than 24 hours.
Yes.
If you're just joining us, you missed a great interview with John DeFilippo, and you can reach John for a real estate appraisal, a wood fire pizza party, all kinds of things that John does at DeFilippoWoodFirePizza.com, and that's DeFilippo WoodFirePizza.com. We're going to be right back after this message, and we're going to have our next interview. Stay tuned.
Narvaez Insurance Services brings you 40 years of combined experience to protect small businesses. As an independent brokerage, Narvaez Insurance Services selects the most appropriate coverage for the best value for any insurance need from different insurance carriers. Business liability, workers' comp, umbrella policies for maximum protection, and of course, auto, home, renters insurance. Also offering DMV services for your title transfers and renewing registration. With Narvaez Insurance Services, you can avoid the long lines at the DMV. Contact Narvaez Insurance Services for a competitive quote by calling 707-927-3204. Give Bernie Narvaez a call at 707-927-3204.
The Safeway Open, presented by Chevron, is back at Silverado Resort and Spa September 25th through the 29th. Voted the most fan-friendly event on the PGA Tour, this event provides the best fan experience combining food, wine, music, and golf. Singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, three-time Grammy Award winner Rob Thomas will perform on Saturday night, September 28th. Tickets are on sale now for only $35 and include admission to the Safeway Open Golf Tournament, the concert series, and access to four on-course hospitality venues: the Safeway Food and Wine Pavilion, Brew Loft, Spirits Lounge, and Beers for Birdies. Youth 15 and under are free with a paid adult. Special ticket offers are available for military and first responders. It's full days of family fun with golf by day and music by night. For tickets, visit SafewayOpen.com.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back. Welcome back to All Things Napa. I am Lee W. Miller. As I said before, I am a confessed serial networker. I'm obsessed with local businesses, getting referrals. I'm also a full-time realtor, and I'm happy to answer any of your questions having to do with real estate. Just reach out to me at 707-266-1585. Happy to help in any way that I possibly can. Speaking of real estate, it is time for the listing of the week, and this is a pretty cool property. Let me just describe it first, and then we'll play a little guessing game on the price. So the listing of the week is a two-story, two-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath, turnkey-ready condominium located in North Napa. The kitchen's been beautifully remodeled. Wood parquet floors downstairs, new water heater, new toilets, new energy-efficient windows and slider, even has crown molding. Both the front and the back patios, perfect for relaxing and entertaining. The back patio even has a beautiful shade tree. There's plenty of storage for this rare, very open floor plan. If you haven't guessed by now, I'm talking about a condominium, not a single-family home. Also been freshly painted throughout, and I'm happy to get you some additional information about this property. Just give me a call at 266-1585. Now let's play the guessing game. For that property in Napa, you're thinking the first digit's got to be a five, right? It's got to be a half a million. If you guessed that, you would be wrong. As a matter of fact, if you guessed even that the first digit was a four, you would be wrong. This is a great buy for this 2 1.5 condo in North Napa. It's only $398,000. And that seems like it might be a fixer price, but I just told you all the cool things that it has. It's all remodeled, ready to move in. So if you're interested in that, give me a shout, 266-1585. All right. So I said I was going to talk about a couple of upcoming events. Friday is the Rooted Fork Foodie Tours. If you haven't done that, Friday afternoons, that was my guest last week. Michaela owns Rooted Fork Foodie Tours. And those are walking food tours in downtown Napa. I highly recommend them. There's one on Friday afternoons and Saturday afternoons from 2 to 5. And there's also a Saturday brunch from 10 to 1. You hit like 7 or 8 different places, and that's a lot of fun, so keep that in mind. I'm really excited to be volunteering for the Mexican American Vintners Association. This is their big harvest fundraising party, and I will be out there most of the day. After I do the food tour, I get to, every once in a while, I get to host the Rooted Fork Foodie Tour, and I will be doing that on Saturday. I'm pretty sure that one's already sold out. There's a maximum of 10 participants in each tour. But then after the tour is when I'm going to go to the MAVA event and help with that. And then I got a buddy of mine who's having a very special 60th birthday party, just a young whippersnapper, and that should be a lot of fun over at Scott's house after the MAVA event. All right, longer term, we got the Blues Brews and Barbecue coming up here Saturday the 24th from noon to 5. That's one of my favorite events in town. Then just a month after that, we've got the Safeway open. I'm sure you're hearing all the ads on the radio for that. And then, of course, the Film Festival, the Napa Valley Film Festival. My wife's in my favorite event, probably even surpassing Bottle Rock in the Napa Valley. So keep those in mind and look for me there because I want to see you there. All right. It is time for our next guest. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and welcome Gustavo.
How you doing?
Good. Are you excited to be here?
I am. Okay. First time on the radio.
All right. So Gustavo Vasquez is a great guy who I've known for only about a year or so, I think. And he is a handyman that can fix anything and do just amazing things with wood and all things construction. So usually I let that hang in the balance and reveal the occupation a little bit later. But Gustavo is a local, and why don't you tell us a little bit about your background before we get into talking more about your business?
Well, a little bit about me is I grew up in St. Helena.
Okay.
My family migrated from Guatemala. We've been here since the early 90s, and they settled in St. Helena, and we've been here ever since.
Great.
Yeah.
So how many generations back?
Just since the 90s. My parents came here. My dad came here when he was 21.
Okay.
And so he started working in St. Helena, washing dishes, and now he's a chef.
Okay. And now he's a chef.
Yeah, he has a catering business now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of little competition to John DeFilippo.
John, he said he does pizzas.
Right.
We don't really, my dad doesn't really do pizzas that much.
Okay, good. They're complimentary to one another. Although there's plenty of people that like really good food here in the Napa Valley, so we could probably never have too much competition there. So, Gustavo, go ahead and kind of describe your occupation, because it's not necessarily cookie cutter, handyman, cookie cutter, contractor, you know. So give us a little bit of overview of your business.
Well, part of my business is one of the things that I pride myself most in is trying to save money for my client. I can foresee things that some people can't.
Not like superpowers, just experience.
let's clarify that. Yes,
there's this guy on the radio, and he
not like that. What I mean by that is I can see things that some people can't, and I can cut the cost on a client. Meaning, if I can see that you're going to spend an extra amount of money on materials, and I know where to go for those materials for a cheaper price, then I will tell you, let's go here.
Right.
And that's one of the things I pride myself in, just trying to save money for my client, because they always call me back by saying, with the money you saved, we can take on an extra project that we had in the back, in the back of our list.
Right.
And they'll just say, we have that money, we can take care of it now.
Great.
So those are the things that kind of like... we do
that's just kind of your MO, your method of operation is always trying to save the client's money. And in this day and age, you know, post fires, cost of materials is crazy high. Workers are extremely difficult to come by, and contractors are charging premium dollars just based on supply and demand. I mean, that's the simple rule. And, you know, I'm sure that there are some contractors that are gouging, but others are just like, hey, I have to charge this much because of the materials and because I can.
Some people are charging about 20% markup. I mean, I understand you use your money to get the materials and get the job going. I personally don't do that, because I know I'm going to get reimbursed. And part of me being at someone's property doing a job is keep the job going, try to get in there, get it done. And if I have to use my money to go get some materials really quick, I'm not going to come back and try to charge a 20% markup on it.
Right. Now, of course, if it's thousands and thousands of dollars, then you have the client go get the materials or arrange payment or something of that nature. But you need a bucket of mud or something, then you just take care of it and you get reimbursed. So
definitely, yeah. If it was thousands of dollars, then there's other options. You could make a material list and call one of the bigger suppliers and just have them
deliver.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. Okay. So, Gustavo, did you always know that this is the field? Were you always kind of handy and skilled with your hands, and you just knew that this is what you wanted to do?
You know, not really. In high school, we had this woodshop class.
Okay.
And they used to make us build sheds for people. And I think that's kind of like a way they used to fund a little bit of the program.
Oh, sure. That makes sense.
So my teacher kind of saw something in me, I think, and used to let me and a couple other buddies kind of take on one of the sheds on our own. And he'll take a group of people and do a different shed.
Right.
But we were kind of like in the group that was, we were allowed to just take off and kind of do our own thing.
Right.
So I think he saw something before I knew I wanted to do some like get work with my hands.
So and then gave you a little encouragement in that direction then.
Definitely. Okay. Yes.
That's great. Would you say that was, because everybody has like that one or two teachers that really had a huge impact on their life. Does that teacher fall into that category for you?
Probably.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So tell us about a project that you did that was a disaster or a near disaster, and how you kind of came through it all and fixed it in the end. And did the client know, or?
We recently had this sauna that we had, one of those outdoor saunas that you have to assemble. We put one of those together, and the owner of
how big was this sauna?
It's pretty big, eight people.
Oh, wow.
Fit in it. Yes, it's pretty big.
Eight people putting it together, or eight people sitting in it when it's all done.
Eight people inside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
wow.
Sitting there. What happened was the owner of the property, he's from Oklahoma, and he bought that for his girlfriend as a gift. And we were supposed to put it together, and when they showed up to their Napa home, it was going to be a surprise. We assembled everything. Everything went smooth. We completed everything in time, and everybody was happy. When it was time for the owner to reveal the sauna to his girlfriend, the property manager, my buddy Mark, had trouble turning the sauna on. So he called one of our electricians. And when he showed up, they turned it on, and they made the human mistake of leaving that water bucket on top of the stones.
Oh.
You see where this is going.
Yeah.
So everybody left. They wanted to present the sauna ready for someone to jump in. And when the homeowner, I think 10 minutes before the homeowner showed up, my buddy Mark came to the back and just saw a cloud of smoke.
Oh,
the little tiny water bucket caught on fire. And
it was a plastic bucket?
It was a wooden bucket.
Oh, a wooden bucket.
Yeah, so it burnt a little, and the inside was just all smoky and stuff. And about 15 minutes later, the homeowner showed up. So I don't know. Mark described this moment as him pretty much thinking, I'm about to lose my job. but you know, when I was at my daughter's school play, when I had received the text messages and phone calls from everybody, it was panic mode. I jumped in my truck. And I showed up. By the time I got there, the homeowner already he already seen the damage, and they asked me, "What can we do?" And so we were ready to just go buy a new one and put it together, but the damage wasn't that bad. And I said we could take it apart, take it away from the property, take it to our shop, fix it, bring it back, and install it the same day. And they thought it was impossible. They just thought it was not possible. So I said, all I need to do is I just need one day. And they gave me the go ahead. And by the next day, around 5 p.m., everything was back as it was brand new.
Wow. So the smoke on the inside, did you have to sand that off?
Or? Yes, some parts we did. A couple parts of the wood, we had to put it on just like a planer and plane down.
Like way more than sanding would do.
Yes, plane down about an eighth of the boards, and then we just lost them putting it back together. We just kind of got rid of them in there, and we did it in a day.
Wow, that is a disaster of a story.
But the homeowner came out and pretty much said he respected the fact that we were there, we manned up, and we fixed the issue, and we pretty much got the account, and he's one of our biggest clients now.
Oh, that's great. See? You know, business isn't that difficult. I mean, if you boil it down to the basics, you just need to take care of your clients. I mean, really, really take care of them as opposed to just doing a transaction and calling it good. So,
kudos to you. Yeah, thank you.
So, tell me, what are your goals for your business going forward? Maybe the 3 to 5 to 10 year kind of a goals.
As of right now, one of the goals that we have is it's try to get my general contractor license.
Right.
That's one of the biggest goals we have right now. Just because I'm not really trying to build new homes,
right.
For
you do,
example.
You do small projects,
exactly.
Hourly.
Exactly.
Okay.
But sometimes I come into one of my clients and they want me to do a little more. So by having that licensing, I can help out my clients more than what I can right now.
Right.
So that's one of the goals, to try to get the general. I think the way we're set up right now is great. All the guys are okay. Obviously, get more clients, grow a little more. We have 6 guys in the crew, and the plan will be to get everybody certified, licensed on different fields, just so that we can give the client that sense of security.
Right. You're licensed and insured in terms of business license.
Yes.
So you do everything by the book.
Yes.
But that's why you are not able to build a whole house or these larger projects yet. So that's coming in the future then.
Yeah.
Great.
But I'm going to try to just keep it for, like I said, my clients right now. I will not try to pursue trying to build a multi-million dollar home and leave all the people that helped me out at the beginning.
Right.
So it's just to have something, extra arsenal to help out a client.
Sure, sure. What do you think is the biggest challenge facing your industry as a whole, not necessarily you specifically? Because it sounds like you've got a good bank of clients. You're not hurting for clients, although every business could always take on more.
Definitely.
So in a general sense, what are some of the challenges facing your industry?
I gave this some thought last night. I couldn't really think of anything. But the only thing is, it comes down to helping people. And I was one of the biggest challenges is not being able to do a little more. I mean, I could do, if there's a job that's $1,000 job, I couldn't take on it, and someone will have to call a contractor.
Right.
And because of their overhangs, that $1,000 job can turn into a $3,000 job.
Oh, yeah.
So in the handyman business, you know, we either go in and work for a full day and make $500 or charge $500 for a job. And I think the biggest challenge is that number right there. If we were allowed to extend that number to, let's say, $1,500,
right,
you could do a lot. You can help people a lot, and people could save.
Right, and it would be less of a burden because, a general contractor's overhead costs are going to be so much greater. They're not gouging the client, but they have to cover all that overhead.
Yes.
So they probably don't like doing that $3,000 job anymore than you like turning them down because you're not licensed to do those. So, boy, that's
exactly
that. I understand why the state has these rules, though, because you're an honest, ethical businessman, genuinely looking to take care of clients. And then, of course, there's a bunch of shysters out there that could then get rich $1,500 at a time ripping people off as opposed to $500.
So definitely. The clients, people calling a handyman or contractor should always double check who they're calling. They should check their paperwork, stuff like that.
Right.
Just to be on the safer side and compare prices to 3 to 4 different people.
Right. If you're just joining us, my guest today is Gustavo Vasquez. He is handyman extraordinaire. He's done some great work for me and probably going to be doing some more work. Gustavo, how does one get in touch with you? What's the best way for them to reach you?
Best way is we have a webpage. It's www.gvsolutions07.com.
gvsolutions07.com.
Correct.
And that's Gustavo Vasquez. That's the G in the V. gvsolutions.com. That's the best place to reach out to Gustavo.
Yeah.
Any last parting comments that you want to make sure that you get into this interview that our listeners know about you? Or do you think you've covered all of them?
I think I pretty much covered most of the stuff. Yeah.
All right. Well, for what it's worth, Gustavo has my glowing recommendation. I say this not just knowing the man, but knowing his work as well, and both of them matter. And he is a very high integrity individual who is also very skillful in handyman type of repairs. So I urge you to go to gvsolutions.com and check out how to get in touch with Gustavo, and he will take great care of you. Thank you for being here today, Gustavo. That concludes our interview. And I just wanted to close with a Napa nugget. These are some of the things that I do on the Rooted Fork Foodie Tour on the occasions that I host those. Interesting little things that maybe people don't know about. So the Riverwalk. Everyone knows where the Riverwalk is, down there by Basalt all the way down to the Napa River Inn. And there's a story behind that. So when the flood project started occurring, the Army Corps of Engineers did a study, and they determined that there was just no way that it would be possible to have a riverwalk. Engineer-wise, it just wasn't going to work. And then Harry Price, may he rest in peace, the guy who really started all of the development in downtown, said, no, I kind of don't think that's the case. I'm going to get my own engineers out here. And he shelled out $75,000 of his own money, got a separate engineering firm to look at the project. And what they came up with was presented to the Army Corps of Engineers. And the Army Corps of Engineers said, oh, I guess you're right. I guess if we did it that way, we would be able to have a riverwalk. So thank you to Harry Price for the development that he began downtown. And now you know a little Napa nugget. Obviously, it helped Harry's overall property values tremendously, but that wasn't why he did it. He did it to help our community. Thanks for joining me. Again, my name is Lee W. Miller, and you can always reach me at 707-266-1585, and we will talk to you next week.
No
Narvaez Insurance Services brings you 40 years of combined experience to protect small businesses. As an independent brokerage, Narvaez Insurance Services selects the most appropriate coverage for the best value for any insurance need from different insurance carriers. Business liability, workers' comp, umbrella policies for maximum protection, and of course, auto, home, renter's insurance. Also offering DMV services for your title transfers and renewing registration. With Narvaez Insurance Services, you can avoid the long lines at the DMV. Contact Narvaez Insurance Services for a competitive quote by calling 707-927-3204. Give Bernie Narvaez a call at 707-927-3204.